Welcome to PsychTech, the Psychology and Technology Podcast here on the Geek Therapy Network. My name is Osoy Cardona. I am all alone today. I just want to give a few updates because we haven't posted an episode in about 2 months. And, you know, it's funny, the last episode we called it Storm Tech, and we talked about kind of role that technology could play and how it could help people during a hurricane or right after a hurricane. And specifically, we were discussing the things that had happened as a result of Hurricane Harvey and Hurricane Irma here in Puerto Rico, which had affected me in that I was without power for about 4 days. 4 days is a really, really long time. But now I'm coming to you from Puerto Rico, over 50 days after Hurricane Maria, which came 2 weeks after Hurricane Irma. And a lot of people still here don't have electricity. Right now, I have electricity, but it comes and goes. I recorded a podcast yesterday, and I didn't have electricity. And it is, I think I want to save the conversation about how terrifying it can be to have no communication whatsoever. I think I want to have that conversation with Kelly so I can kind of like process it correctly. And that'll probably, hopefully, be a future episode, because it was unbelievable to be so disconnected. But I'll get more into that in the future. Overall, it's been a really tough time. And, you know, without electricity, nothing here works. If you've heard about the fact that we had no communication because the cell phone towers were down. Well, you know, I learned that the cell phone towers rely completely on the electrical grid. But then when that goes down, they have generators. But then how can you sustain generators for 50 days? You can. It's hard. People were stealing gasoline from the generators, so reception was really bad. And most of the cell towers here in Puerto Rico fell. So you're talking about over 3 million people who didn't have access to that. And then right now I have electricity, but I still don't have internet. And the phone service that I do have, it is horrible. I can barely speak on the phone. I mean, it's gotten incrementally better, and some days are just good, and then you have just tons of bad days. So you never really know if it's getting better. But you know, I have an iPhone 6S. That's my phone. That is my go-to machine for most things, right? And without internet, you can't do anything. And there are a few things that have come up that were really interesting. For example, there was a story that said that iPhones had an FM receiver inside of them before the iPhone 7, but they're not activated so that you can listen to the radio. And that would have been great right after the storm and way after it, actually, even up until now, because I don't have a radio anymore. I don't have a Walkman. I don't have a car. And none of the radios that we had in the house are battery powered. And, you know, there are times when I think like, wow, that was really stupid that I didn't have a battery powered radio. But never did I imagine that the entire cell phone network would collapse, would just be completely destroyed. And 50 days later, we still wouldn't have very good internet. And I mean, that's how I listen to things. I don't listen to the radio. I listen to podcasts and I stream radio stations. And to think that we could do that, I could do that on my phone because it has an FM receiver built in, but it's not activated, was really frustrating. And I kept thinking about all these different ways that technology or the technology that we have, it's completely reliant, obviously, on electricity, which, you know, I was able to circumvent by having access to a generator. But just things that require Wi-Fi. For example, I wasn't able to update my phone until I was able to get to a hotspot because phone updates won't work without Wi-Fi. Now, thankfully, I was able to look into settings and a lot of my apps were able to function without Wi-Fi. That was usually a feature that you had to turn off. And that's fine. That's not a problem. But I hate that so many things rely on Wi-Fi exclusively. So I couldn't, for example, I couldn't update my phone. I can't update my phone now. Another thing that really bothered me was Google Maps, which has an offline maps feature, which is great, but I couldn't download the maps unless I was on Wi-Fi. Now, at some point in the last 50 days, that changed because I was able to update the app over the air, and then suddenly I was able to download it. And so I'm pretty sure that before that update, I wasn't able to update that. But that was a big deal because I needed that offline map to get around. And at some point in this process, Mark Zuckerberg said that he was going to send Facebook people over and use their drone program to provide Wi-Fi to people. And I was really excited. And then that stayed quiet. And then Google X or X said that they were going to possibly put their Project Loon over here, which is a series of giant balloons that could provide service to remote areas. And I knew that they'd been working on this technology. I never imagined that would be in a location that would need it. So they got FAA approval. And just on day 50 after the storm, did they release a press release saying that they were able to help connect 100,000 people on the island. Now, there are 3.4 million people here. Not all of them have cell phones, but only 100,000. I mean, I think it's actually impressive what they've done. They say they've done it faster than anywhere else, that they've ever implemented the technology. But it's really, really frustrating. And what they did was, it wasn't like people all of a sudden got LTE speeds and a Wi-Fi hotspot access in the air. It was very, very limited connectivity. For some people, it was obviously better than nothing. But to think that 50 days later, I mean, though, I don't know, I'm so not used to something like this. And neither is anybody else here. Puerto Rico is, if you've never been here, I mean, it's very, very modern. I mean, everybody's got iPhones and Android phones. We all pay for LTE. We all have really fast internet. It's not very different than, you know, anywhere else in the States. It does have many rural areas, but it does have a very large metropolitan area too. I keep thinking about, you know, some of the other places I've lived in the States. The last place I lived before moving here was in Brooklyn. I've been thinking what that would be like if where I lived before, all of a sudden there was no power, no water, no internet access. And obviously the worst part here is that because it's an island, it's harder to get off the island. So you can't just drive away. It's been really, really rough. Elon Musk even got involved. I remember seeing on Twitter that he received word that some people were jacking up the prices on Tesla equipment, batteries for the home and things like that. And so they, he said he was revoking their vendor's license or something like that. And then I know Tesla came here and outfitted a children's hospital, could have put it completely off the grid, installed solar panels, battery packs, the whole thing. It was, I don't know, it seemed to get people here pretty excited. I mean, I know that equipment has existed in the past. I wish more places had it. Apparently, none of the hospitals here were able to be off the grid. I gotta say, the electricity situation here has been mind-blowing. And again, not just because obviously everything relies on electricity, but there's, like, for example, the other day there was a lot of rain and there was a lot of flooding, because there are these water pumps that help, that will stop flooding, but without electricity, those water pumps can't work. So everything here is worse because of the lack of electricity. And even when there's a sudden drop in electricity, you know, it's a disaster. There's been all sorts of crazy stories about people, just so many businesses that can't function, or so many businesses that were, I mean, functioning, and then the power goes out and they everybody's in the store and they just got to get everybody out because there's no security system. There's no way to process payments. Oh, and talking about payments, that's another thing. Without the electricity, the whole and no telecommunication, there was no way for people to pay for anything without using cash. And then a lot of the ATMs were running on generators, but not all of them. So there were these long lines at the ATMs because nobody could use anything but cash at the stores. And then even people here who are on food assistance programs, those things work with like a debit card sort of. And so without access to that, people couldn't use essentially their food stamps, which is crazy. Again, just so many things. But 50 days later, I've made it through, in part thanks to, yeah, there's some things that my iPhone couldn't do, some apps that were frustrating, but some, oh man, I am so glad that some of them do allow you to download things. And really, this mostly has to do with entertainment and just kind of being able to get your mind off of things and enjoy yourself for a little. So shout outs to Netflix, Vudu, Amazon Prime, and YouTube. Although YouTube, you need a red subscription, but you can download videos off of there. So something that I did often was that I would just set my phone late at night to download something. So it could be a TV show, it could be a movie, And for example, I have a lot of movies on Vudu. So I downloaded all sorts of stuff. I remember when Stranger Things came out, I was really excited. I set up my phone to record as much as I could. So I would record one episode at a time. It would take hours, but it would work. Now, of course, because I have limited access to cell phone reception. Where I am in the San Juan area, I was able to download stuff very, very slowly. It's funny because every day at a certain time, I would go outside and try to download the podcast from that day. And again, it would take hours and hours and hours to download a 20 or 30 minute episode of even a podcast. But that's what I did. But I was so glad that I was able to rely on that. Now, there are other apps that rely solely on streaming, and there was just no way that I could see those things. Well, I remember one day when cell phone reception was getting a little bit better, I tried to stream Star Trek Discovery, and I think it took me over 3 hours to watch one episode because it would load maybe a minute. And then I would watch it, and then it would buffer for a long time, and then I would watch another minute. It was kind of sad, but at least I got through that episode. And thankfully, the apps that let you download stuff made it way, way, way easier, and made this this nightmare a little easier to deal with, because even if there was no electricity, even if there was complete darkness, and there was nothing else to do, I could watch an episode of a show on my phone or watch a movie. And I've actually been able to do a lot of that thanks to the apps that do allow that. So, man, that's something you don't think about ahead of time, but it's something I've been thinking a lot about. And of course, there's no better example of that for me than podcasts. So I was able to download podcasts, like I've said. That was a part of my daily routine. And so I've tried to keep that as much as possible. There were days when there was no cell phone reception whatsoever. Although, one of these things where you keep raising your arm and you try here, you try there, and you try to find cell phone reception wherever you can, out in the rain, out at different times, at different places, different altitudes. I tried everything, and it was always a moving target, and I did whatever I could to try to stay connected. And I was able to download and continue to download podcasts and stuff like that. And I'm so glad I was able to. It was kind of the perfect medium to not only keep me informed of things that I really care about, like technology news, media news, video games, but also the news. Because being here, I had access to the newspaper, but I had no idea what the coverage was like outside of Puerto Rico. And there were a lot of things that I couldn't see where I was. And so, man, podcasting for the win, just so, so good to be able to have this medium now and have it be so popular that there are multiple apps to choose from, that so many people are doing it and so many shows are available. So I am so grateful to be a part of this, of podcasting. I'm really, if I would have only had podcasts, I think I would have survived it. But without them, I think I would have gone crazy. I'm so glad that podcasting is a thing and it works so well. Keep those file sizes small, people. All right, so I'm going to keep this one small. I'm done. Those are kind of the thoughts that I had. I want to make sure that the SciTech feed is up. I don't know when we'll have another episode, but I'm hoping that by January, things will be back to normal. Hopefully, there will be an episode or two before then. But if not, thank you for listening. And, reach out if you have any questions, if you want to say anything, or you want to catch past episodes. Reach out to us for anything. Go to psychtechpodcast.com. Again, thanks for listening, and hopefully we'll be back soon. You've just listened to Psych Tech on the Geek Therapy Podcast Network. For more about Geek Therapy and our other podcasts, visit geektherapy.com.